This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Grant and Danny, live from the Atlas Brewworks in Alexandria. We are here until 6:30 tonight. Stop by and say hello. We're on Mandeville Lane. They've got 15 taps, dozens of TVs, plus delicious pizza, although you better get here soon because Danny's going to eat it all.
Am I right, Todd?
Huh? Who's your guy? Come on.
Having a good time.
Come on. What'd you just do there? What was that?
What's that?
I thought you just ate pizza.
Oh, I did.
What'd you do?
I ate another piece of pizza.
No, but what's the flavor that you just consumed?
Oh, I didn't understand what you're asking. This was just straight pepperoni. I saw it come out of the oven, and I said that. I want that.
Okay.
I've done pepperoni in the Zizic. I've done kind of that ricotta kind of variety.
I'm a little bit
pizza.
Surprised you didn't do something weirder. Yes. Normally you get like a pizza with a lot of weird stuff on
it. No, I did like a margarita situation, just as a kind of a palate cleanse to go from one to the other. It's just an adult, sophisticated taste. I don't really want the one with mushrooms and onions. I've seen people do it. I need one more piece of pizza. That's coming later.
Time to plan your future, though. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They'll update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you so you can get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We're going to be covering the NFL and the Commanders on this Beltway Blitz, but let's get things started on the gridiron. Remember, we're giving away tickets in just a couple of minutes as well to Caps opening night, so be sure to be listening as this segment goes along. We got to start, though, with the Virginia Tech Hokies, because the last time we saw the Hokies, what a heartbreaker that was. A 38-34 loss to Miami. I still don't know if the call was correct or not. Bill Roth, speaking of the call, was on the mic as number 8 Miami survived Virginia Tech. Bill, take us back to national TV Thursday a little over a week ago. What'd you think?
Well, they called it a touchdown on the field, and they've always told us that you need indisputable video evidence to overturn a call, and I don't know that that was effective as the rule this past week. They called it a touchdown, they looked at it for 6 minutes, and then they overturned it. I think there are a lot of Hokie fans that would dispute the call, and I know that when they explained that to Coach Pry, during his press conference, he asked the supervisor of officials, what about indisputable video evidence? And there was not a satisfactory answer in the coach's mind to that question.
Preview this one for us. Longtime ACC foe Stanford on the Virginia Tech schedule. I haven't gotten used to it, Bill. I apologize. Maybe, 50 years from now I'll have it figured out. But what do we need to know?
Well, I'm actually at the stadium now. We came over. The team flew out yesterday. We spent an extra day out here in the Bay Area. So they got here last night. The stadium is beautiful. I'm looking out now at the mountains here in the Bay Area. The one thing that is a bit surprising, it's really hot. It's going to be in the 90s tomorrow, and depending upon how it goes, this could be the hottest game on record in Virginia Tech football history tomorrow, which is a surprise, especially after playing a game in Miami last week. They're expecting highs in the mid-90s, totally unseasonable for this time in October. We don't know if Stanford's starting quarterback is going to play tomorrow. Ashton Daniels, really explosive running QB from Georgia, had a really nice game at Syracuse, which they won 2 weeks ago. Played pretty well. The score was deceptive last week down at Clemson. Stanford's 1-1. This will be their first ever ACC home game, and they expect a good crowd here for it. There's a bit of a festive atmosphere on this campus for the game. Stanford's been really good against the run. They're number one in the ACC and eighth nationally. They're only giving up 80 yards a game on the ground. So I think the Tech can't run the ball tomorrow with Bashaud Tutin will be one of the real keys. Hokies have not been a good passing team the last 4 weeks. Kyron Drones has not thrown the ball particularly well. I guess you credit defenses for that. So I think it's going to come down to Kentech run the ball against Stanford's D.
How should we feel about the start to the season? It goes without saying the 2-3 record's a massive disappointment, but at least in the Miami game, it seems like things are trending in the right direction. Where are you at big picture with the program and the campaign here?
Well, I think, you know, that's why tomorrow's huge. There's a difference, huge difference between being 3-3 going into an open date and 2-4. You know, Tech lost three games by three, and by four. So they've been darn close. They're not that far away from being undefeated. And had they won that game, we'd be talking about the same guys being ranked like, what, eighth in the nation coming into this game tomorrow? But they're not. They're under 500. So I think they showed against Miami last Friday night down at Hard Rock that they've got the athletes. They ran the ball great against the Canes, over 200 yards. They led for 90% of the game on Miami's home field. So you can see the talent is there, the experience is there. They've got really good players. They just got to put it together. And we'll see if they can somehow forget about the end of that game at Hard Rock last Friday, yet take the momentum of how they played into this game tomorrow here on the West Coast. If they can do that, they come back at 3-3. They got four of the next six at home. They got a shot. And what Coach Pry told the team is if they finish strong, if they win these games, they're going to be favored in just about every game the rest of the way. They can get a rematch with Miami in the ACC championship game. But it starts against Stanford tomorrow. They want another shot at the Canes for sure after the way that game ended last week.
Bill, thank you as always, man. Have a great call.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you, my friend. There he goes. Hit that NFL sounder, please, Darius. Our pal Zach Kruger joins us to break down the league. It's a pretty good weekend. Nice little moving weekend. Some prove-it games. I want to start Texans-Bills. Neither team comes in particularly hot. Buffalo got shellacked last week. The Texans got drubbed 2 weeks ago. Then this past week barely eked out Jacksonville. A couple injuries are watching. What's the key to that game for us, Zach?
Yeah, so the first key of this game, I would say, is going to be the Texans running game. Joe Mixon expected to be back in week four. He gave it a test that didn't work out for him. A lot of people thought he was going to come back in week five from that ankle injury that he suffered. And now Mixon, another week of not practicing. He has since been ruled out. Damian Pierce, he only got one practice in this week, so we could be looking at another week of Cam Akers and Daria Gumbawale for the Texans. That probably doesn't bode too well for their rushing attack. As a team, the Texans have averaged is 3.5 yards per carry with Mixon out. And they get back Tank Dell on this one, who missed last week with a chest injury. So Tank Dell is going to hopefully help buoy that Texans passing game a little bit, which we obviously know also features Stephon Diggs and leading receiver Nico Collins in receiving yards. Dell should have a big impact in this one. I think averaged 5.5 targets a game before his injury. And on the other side of the ball for the Bills, Khalil Shakir rolled out with an ankle injury. He leads the Bills in all receiving categories. Rookie Keon Coleman is going to have to step up in what I think is going to really be a game chock full of points and hopefully a lot of passing plays for those interested in that sort of thing.
Zach, how about the Giants and the Seahawks? I just saw that Malik Nabers with the concussion is not going to play. That is a bummer, man.
Yeah, it's a bummer, especially if you have him in fantasy. And Malik Nabers has been huge as far as that goes, and obviously huge for the Giants as a whole. This actually creates a very interesting scenario for Wandale Robinson. Let me know if you guys knew this beforehand. Wandale Robinson, third-year player at Kentucky, is currently fifth in the NFL in targets while playing with Malik Nabers, which is just insane to think about. Also fourth in receptions. We saw the Seahawks were unable to force even an incompletion against Jared Goff last week. I think Daniel Jones will probably give them a few incompletions just on his own because that's a Daniel Jones thing. But Wandale Robinson is setting up for a big week in the Giants passing game. And then another name to look out for, Devin Singletary. Doubtful with a groin injury. Doubtful tends to mean you won't be playing. Rookie running back Tyrone Tracy out of Purdue. He's a wide receiver who converted to running back. This season he's outsnapped Eric Gray 63-15. I expect a big week for Tracy, who was actually one of my favorite prospects entering the draft this year. He forced a missed tackle on 39% of his college touches for Pro Football Focus. That actually ties for number one in my database dating back to 2020 with a guy named Bijan Robinson, if you've heard of him. He's obviously got good hands as a former wide receiver. So Tyrone Tracy is a guy I'm watching in that game. Giants are going to have to make do with what they have, but I'm very interested in seeing how Wandale Robinson and Tyrone Tracy can impact this game with two key players for the Giants out.
Steelers, Cowboys, I have no feel for this game and how it's going to go. Give me your thoughts.
I think it's going to be a lot of Najee Harris with Jaylen Warren and Cordarrelle Patterson both out for this game. Patterson with an ankle injury he suffered last week. Jaylen Warren with a knee injury that sat him down last week and will again this week. We know that the Cowboys are bad against the run. They're allowing 145 yards per game on the ground. That's seventh most in the league. Steelers have a 54% rush rate in neutral game script. That is good for fourth highest. We know that the Steelers can win games on the ground. That's sort of been their bread and butter, even though Justin Fields has been good when asked to drop back and pass. But if this is going to be a game won by the Steelers, I think it's certainly going to be a lot of running to Najee Harris and mixing in Justin Fields. If it's going to be won by the Cowboys, I doubt it's going to include much of a running game that just hasn't gotten anything going with Rico Dowdle and Ezekiel Elliott. I really like the Cowboys to try to air this one out. We'll see how their aggressive offense through the air pairs against a very slow offense against the Steelers with two of their top backs out.
Zach, we appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy the weekend ahead.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, brother.
You got it, brother. All right, let's keep the Beltway Blitz moving and welcome onto the show our guy, Kevin Sheehan. Kevin, just like has been the case more often than not as you've been broadcasting in Washington, D.C. over the years, the Commanders have a chance to be 4-1 as you're doing radio shows next
normal.
Week.
How about that? Yeah, it's just a normal occurrence around here. I mean, doesn't feel that new. It's nice to have that. I'm worried about Sunday. I don't know what you guys have been talking about, but I don't think Cleveland's as bad as they played, and I just think this is the NFL. We talk about this all the time. It's like once you think you've got it figured out, you know, it's a cruel twist. And it seems like many people expect Washington to win this game, which is an unusual position to be in. But I'm excited. Look, I think, Grant, you and I were talking about this recently, but it's like I haven't been this sort of lying in wait anticipating their next game in a long time, and it's primarily because of one guy, and that's the quarterback. But, man, the offense overall has been awesome. So I can't wait to see what we get to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, Daniels has been better than advertised, and Kingsbury's been incredible. It's funny, though. You know, we were talking about the idea that they'd be 4-1. I mean, you've been doing radio in this market for close to 25 years at this point, I guess. You know, for us as a show, we're on year 10 together. There's a scene in Batman, in one of the recent Christian Bale movies, where the Joker's like, it's like chasing a car. I don't even know what I'd do if I caught one. I don't even know how to do shows for a good football team. I've never structured them. I've never laid out. Like, I might have to call someone in Kansas City and go, what do you do when the team is good?
Well, I mean, you gave me a little more time and tenure than I have. But and by the way, Danny, I don't know if you're pumped, but I'm going to see the Joker, too, this weekend for sure. I'm going to find time
do
that.
You know I'm in.
I remember, like, we haven't had a fast start to a season, unless you want to count the Zorn season. That was the last time they were 4-1, 2008. It was kind of exciting. They were 6-2. You know, the Alex Smith season, they were 5-2. I think the best I have felt was probably the Cousins 2016 season when they crushed Green Bay on Sunday night. They were 6-3-1 heading to Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Their defense wasn't good at all, but, man, they were unstoppable offensively. And I think that's the best record they've had that late in the season since 91, I think. Or no, probably since 96. But, yeah, no, I mean, just remember, every playoff run has been a late season run. You know, 2020, 2015, 2012, you know, even going back to 2007 and 2005. It was like they weren't good at the halfway mark. They just kind of surprised us at the end. So, yeah, we haven't dealt with any of us, no matter how long we've been here, with October and thinking that we've got a really good football team.
Kevin, in terms of this defense, three of the four games they've been pretty wretched in almost every metric. So you look at the passing totals allowed through three games, not Arizona, I'll get to that in a second, they were allowing opponents almost 128 quarterback rating, which would be the walk-away MVP if that guy did that for a whole season. They played pretty well, I thought, against Arizona. Is that a game they played pretty well in, or maybe a sign of improvement? And is this one of those get fat against Cleveland, an offense that struggled, or they can't even stop Cleveland? How are you feeling going into it?
I mean, the one thing that's been consistent since the Tampa game is they do try hard, okay? For whatever that's worth, you know, the Quinn, you know, mantra in the offseason, you know, we're going to build an identity and it's going to be playing fast, it's going to be playing physical. They do try hard. But while it was improved, Danny, against Arizona, they still got gashed, you know, on the ground. And I still can't believe that Kyler Murray ran the ball one time in that game. It was malpractice to drop him back into the pocket, you know, and have him throw from there. He can't see over the line of scrimmage.
He was bad. He looked lost.
And I thought that Arizona kind of helped out. Now, yes, they were much better than they were against Cincinnati and New York, but I think Arizona had something to do with it. But Cleveland's not good offensively either, but I would bet they come out and try to run the football because that's what everybody has been able to do against them. And remember, you know, they started throwing the ball too because the game got out of control on Sunday. But if you can't stop the run in the NFL, you are very limited in terms of what you can do late in the season and then after the season ends. So that's got to change.
Sheen, I didn't get to watch last night. I fell asleep. Thursday Night Football, how was it? Any good last night?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been so long since we've talked.
There weren't any midnight phone calls last night.
You guys are like secret lovers, I'm telling you, the way you behave. It's unbelievable. Well, you're cheating on your spouses.
That is true. I did have somebody reach out to me to say, is he putting together a Hall of Fame career? Which, by the way, just made everybody ear off the road. You know, numbers-wise, yes. But here's the thing. You can't be in the Hall of Fame when you've won one wild card playoff game, right?
Correct.
He's going to have to light it up in the postseason for two straight years for him to have a chance. But the numbers are actually ridiculous. And people don't want to hear us talk about you-know-who because it's so triggering. But he was brilliant last night. One of the great passing performances we've seen in the NFL in years.
Yeah, they'll just have to put their big boy pants on and grow up a little bit. Hey, Kevin, thank you. We appreciate you.
See ya.
See ya, bro.
There's Kevin Sheehan. There might have been a midnight phone call last night.
I'm sure there was. You guys are panting back and forth. What are you wearing? What are you wearing, my cousin's underpants? What are you wearing?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's give away some tickets, shall we? You guys have earned those by listening to the program. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're winning a pair to see the Capitals against the Devils. Home opener next Saturday night, October 12th at Capital One Arena. For tickets and the complete cap schedule, go to 1067thefan.com. Next, a little over-under props for the Commanders this weekend via the FanDuel projections. Which side are we going to live on? All of a sudden, we're betting more overs on this Commanders team, aren't we? We'll go through all of the key players on the offense, predict their games next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Atlas Brewworks in Alexandria, Grant and Danny coming your way on The Fan at 5:45 today. Is it weird? Ryan did something in our pre-show meeting that made us all stop in our tracks. Our boss was actually meeting with us, and he looked at him and he said, "That was so weird."
That was so weird.
Prompted me to think, even here in the football season, we should be going to the radio airwaves to determine with our listening audience if, in fact, it was weird. That's coming up at 5:45 on Grant and Danny. But right now it is time to dive a little deeper into Sunday's Commanders-Browns game and to try to figure out how we think this game plays out, Danny. We're looking for some over-under totals and some projections on Commanders players. So we'll go to Facebook. We'll look at the individual props that they've got as their projections, and you and I got to pick a side. This was a lot easier a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
When we hammered a bunch of unders because we didn't think the offense was going to be nearly as good. This has now gotten complicated. So without further ado, let's welcome in the producer of the Grant and Danny radio program back in our Half Street studios. As we're in Alexandria today. You know him as Dad.
Oh, hey, Dad.
He's Darius Dameron. Hey, Dad.
Hey, boys, I miss you. Let's start with the passing props. Jaden Daniels, that is passing props set at 203 yards and a half. What do you got, over under?
Just under for me. I don't see this as a huge prolific passing day. I do see it as a productive Jaden Daniels day. I think it'll be around 195 to 200 yards with a touchdown. So I don't see him going over this. No, let me rephrase. I could see him going over this, but I think he'll be a hair under.
203.5 seems low, doesn't it?
Depends on your game script. If you
That's
think this is a little back and forth
season,
yeah,
I'm going to say under for the record. So maybe that's hypocritical because I think they're going to run the ball all over Cleveland, and maybe that is what FanDuel's thinking as well with the prop. I just think 203 for a guy who's on a heater that can't be stopped, where they're not punting, feels too low. But I don't think Washington is going to have to throw it a lot. I think Brian Robinson's going to play, and maybe the Browns stop him, but they won't stop Eckler. They're not going to stop McNichols if he gets his chances as well. The secondary options are going to hit in the running game. So I'll say under. He throws for a buck 95, and they run for 200-plus as a team.
Let's go with the opposing quarterback. That'll be one Deshaun Watson. They have his passing prop set at 212.5.
A little trickier for me. I am thinking still that that Arizona game is not the real thing just yet, so I'm still erring on the side of opponent passers have a nice day despite how much Deshaun Watson is struggling. Grant's going to say under here in a second, but I do think a little of the game script will happen. I think Washington has a lead. I think Cleveland is going to be in some hurry up. I think they're going to sling it a little bit. I've got over 212.5 for Watson.
I'm going to go over.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
Okay.
I think Cleveland loses. I think they are chasing the game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Washington's defense, and specifically the secondary, is not very good. And for all of those reasons, he's not going to throw for 350, but I will go over. I'll say he throws in the low to mid twos. I'll say he goes for like 238, 250, something like that.
With the injury status of Brian Robinson up in the other, there is no rushing prop for either of the running backs for the Commanders, but they do have one for one, Jaden Daniels. His is set at 48.5.
I always take the over. I'll be wrong plenty of the time, I'm sure, while I do this. But I just believe in him running the football, being explosive, ripping off chunks. He, by the way, has still not really had the big one yet. He has had, I think, a 25-yarder down the sideline playing the tightrope against the Bucks. For the most part, it's been 5 here, 7 here, 10 there. It's death by paper cut. There is a Robert Griffin against the Vikings 75-yard touchdown coming. Like, that is going to happen. There's a 42, 47-yard scramble at some point when finally a team starts playing man coverage. So I will go over, and by the way, I will go over every single week for Jaden Daniels, I think. And I'll bet you I'll hit it more weeks than I don't.
So I've got the under because I think everybody thinks what you think. I think everybody that's going to play this team is terrified of that thing, and that's what they're worried about taking away. So you're going to see the fives, the sevens. You're going to get those six, seven, eight carries for 38, 40 yards like you had this past week. I've got just under the total. Doesn't mean it won't be effective. It'll be important to keep the team on the field, but I don't think he has a prodigious rushing total for a while.
It's official that Nick Chubb is not yet returning this week. He may return next week. Until then, Jerome Ford remains the starting running back for the Browns. They have it set at 49.5.
Give me the over there. This is an opposing player against Washington. So if they have a total number, I will take over that number. Washington can't really stop the run. I don't care about that. I know that I'm in the minority. I'm weird. James Conner went nuts in week one, or this past week. Awesome. He scored 14 points. To me, it's about their pass defense, and if they play well in that regard, they will win this football game. I think they're willing to give up Jerome Ford a few burst carries. I think he goes over that total.
I'll go under. I wish what you just said was true. I think they're going to stop the run as a priority, and it will open things up in the passing game. They just have to stop something. That's what I keep saying with this
stop
defense.
Stop something.
Like, pick one.
T-shirt,
hat
by
on
the way.
It.
Just stop something.
That's not bad. We've got the No Punts t-shirt right now at 1067thefanshop.com. Maybe that can be the defensive t-shirt. Stop something.
Just stop something.
Anything. Anytime, anywhere, any place. Maybe just once. Anything. They did play a lot better, obviously, this past week. That goes without saying against Arizona. But I thought the Cardinals bailed them out. We were just talking to Sheen about this, but Arizona abandoned the run. Kyler Murray didn't leave the pocket. Wanted to prove, it seemed like, that he could throw from the tackle box. Didn't really understand any of what their plan was as the game went on. And I'll give Washington some credit there. But Ford has run for 44, 64, 37, 58. You'd think that would be an over. But I'll go under. I think they've got to throw the football and will throw the football throughout the second half.
Moving on to receiving props. He wears number 17 on the field, but he's number one in our hearts. Terry McLaurin. Set at 53.5 receiving yards.
This is kind of right around where they have Terry most weeks, which tells you they just don't see a whole lot of explosiveness or big playability either by way of him or Daniels or the passing game right now as a tandem. He has only been over this once when he caught the two long balls against the Browns, including the 55-yarder. His longs in the other three games, 11 yards against the Bucks, 12 yards against the Giants, 15 yards on a little dig route against the Cardinals. I will say over. Last week, I think it was right around 51. Thought he would be in that 55 range. He got 52. I think it's going to be a very similar type of day for Terry McLaurin, especially because no Noah Brown means he's going to get more of that underneath stuff in the middle of the field. So this is a 10-target, 6-7 catch, 60-yard kind of day for Terry McLaurin.
Under, you said it, under in three of the four games, and it took a couple of miraculous things to get him over the total in that one game against Cincinnati. The other defenses get paid to play, too. They know he's good. They're going to pay attention to him. It's going to be the other guys. So I've got another Terry McLaurin under coming.
Luke McCaffrey joined us earlier this week on the Grant and Danny radio program. Go back and listen to that on the podcast if you can. His over-under is set at 20.5 receiving yards.
Here's where I'm going. Here is an over. And you're going to start naming other Washington receivers. You get overs on them, too. I think this is a good McCaffrey game. No Noah Brown. All attention being paid to Terry McLaurin. I think we get a gadget play. I think we get a little bubble screen. I think we get some seam work. I think we get some crossing routes. I think he gets himself 6 targets. I think he's 4 or 5 catches in excess of 40 yards.
Over for Luke McCaffrey. This is a 4 for 47 kind of game for old Luke. You're going to be wondering when you're watching the game from home, why are they booing when he catches passes?
They're not.
And then it's going to dawn on you, they're actually luking.
They're luking.
They're not booing. They're luking. This is the Luke McCaffrey season that's about to start. It's Luke McCaffrey-tober or something like that.
Luke-tober.
Luke-tober. I like that. Let's do that one.
Luke-tober. Welcome to Luke-toberfest.
Chili's lava cakes for everybody.
Let's go with Lamide Zaccheaus, who had a breakout game last week. They have his over-under set at the same total of 20.5.
Again, over. I think this is an extension of the running game. I think everybody knows that, you know, or Cleveland's going to want to bow up and try to stop Brian Robinson. You're going to get some of those, whether it's a, I don't know, you call it an RPO, whether it's a little bubble screen, a little smoke. I think I don't think he goes for 85 yards again, GP, but I think Zaccheaus is in that 30 to 40 range as well.
Yeah, this is an over for sure. I don't feel as good about him as I do McCaffrey because I think you try to adjust and take away some of the things you saw in film from this past week. But he's still going to get 3 or 4 catches. Again, Noah Brown's got to be made up for a couple of different ways. So this is a 5-6 target for him, high volume. Targets turn into catches because it's a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage and in the backfield and screens and whatnot. So I'll say 4 or 5 catch game for, you know, like 35 yards, something like that.
Zach Ertz, his over-under is set at 27.5 receiving yards.
Over.
He's missed this a couple times, actually. Closely, but I'm with you. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you.
He's another one I just almost every week, I think, until this number changes, I'll go over. And to your point, I'm batting about 500. I believe he's actually hit the over in just 2 of their 4 games. He went 28 yards, and I think that actually might have been an over. It was like a 26.5.
I could have sworn it was 28.5, but yeah,
low.
It's right around there. Yeah.
But regardless, he had the 62-yard game against the Giants. Then he had the 5-catch game, should have been probably 6 for about 50 against the Bengals. And then last week they needed him less than they have at any point. But they go to him when they've got to have it, it feels like. They didn't have to have anything last week. So the tighter games are, the more they need drives, the more likely it is that Zach Ertz is heavily involved. I'm going to say over for Zach Ertz. Other than Daniels rushing, this is one of the every week kind of hammer jobs that I do.
Zach Ertz will catch and have 0 yards after the catch. Again, 4 passes for 32 yards. He's going over. That is right, his sweet spot, right in there. Catch and fall, Zach Ertz.
The last couple I got for you are some of the opposing receivers. Wide receiver number 1 for the Browns, Amari Cooper.
Over.
52.5.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there. You said an opposing player playing against Washington. I'm going over. The number 1 wide receiver finally went under this past week in Marvin Harrison. I don't expect that to happen all that often until something changes. If they are consistent now all of a sudden, they can stop somebody. But despite the fact this is not a good passing game, I got Cooper going over.
Yeah, I'll go Cooper over 52.5 and also Judy over 45.5. It might be actually a decent little parlay to just throw those two together with like a Ertz over, have a 3-legger there. But I think both Cooper and Judy go over those numbers against this Washington secondary. Well done, Dad. Thank you very much.
Love you, Dad.
A little bit of how we think the game's going to play out. This should be fun next. Before at the top of the hour, we get back into our Football Friday and dive in on the Commanders and the Browns. I want to chat with Drew Storen. He hit us up just yesterday. Drew is back in town with Tyler Clippard, a couple of former Nats greats. They have their own bourbon that they make out of the cornfields from the actual field, from the Field of Dreams. And it's coming to Washington, D.C. Pretty cool. Drew Storen joins us next on Grant and Danny. Live at the Atlas Brew Works, Grant and Danny coming your way from Alexandria today on the Fan. A little field trip Friday. It feels good to get out of the office, let our hair down a little bit at a brewery, eat some pizza, talk to some Commanders fans who are feeling their oats a little bit. This is the good stuff.
Puffing their chest out a little, shucking and jiving, finger guns, talking about how many tutties they're going to win by on Sunday. It's different, man.
This is an inexact science. But there have been a lot more people wearing Redskins gear than Commanders gear today. That is very easy to tell. But I have seen Commander stuff. I didn't think I would necessarily. I am seeing Commander's gear in the wild way more than we used to. It's got to mean something. It's extremely anecdotal.
Yep.
It's not a really good measure. I admit to that. But it is happening slowly in front of our eyes. It's just becoming part of the fabric in town.
Yeah. It's, you know, the more, and you can't find Jaden Daniels jerseys anywhere, by the way. You're trying for them. I mean, I had a couple people have tweeted me or asked me if I had any leads on them, like Dick's Sporting Goods, some local spot was sold out. There's a back order to try to get them online. It's happening. Those are the C-word Jaden Daniels jerseys. You know what I mean? Like, they're not the old ones, they're not throwbacks, unless you want to go to some weird rogue site offshore and do, like, type your own name in or some kind of nonsense. But, yeah, dude, this is a phenomenon, and it is happening.
We're getting ready for the fifth week of the NFL season coming up. Washington-Cleveland, the headliner for us, obviously, in town, but it's a great slate of games. We talked earlier about some of our favorites, which include the London early morning game, Vikings-Jets. Got a great game in the AFC for the Bills and the Texans. Ravens-Bengals is going to have huge implications in the AFC North. The Saints are playing the Chiefs. Remember, through 2 weeks, New Orleans was the team in the NFL. They were Washington before Washington. They did not punt. They scored on all of their drives in their first two games. They quite literally were the Commanders before the Commanders, and they've lost a couple in a row now as they get ready for Kansas City. Going to be a juicy week at this point, though, for the I would just say the storylines going into that Chiefs game because they're without weapons, and then also maybe that Bills-Texans game as we try to figure out who one of the most likely teams to mess with Kansas City's chances to three-peat are.
Yeah, these are some of those like tipping point kind of weeks, you know, where you look at some teams that have put some hay in the barn, whether they're 3-1 or, you know, maybe had to climb back in at 2-2, dealt with some adversity. Now you all of a sudden go from your 500 to a winning record or a losing record, or 3-1 teams go to 4-1 or 3-2, they're sort of back to the pack. You know, there's a number of things that are kind of at stake this weekend as you kind of get into the teeth of the schedule. This is one of those moving weekends, like the golf fans over talk about with golf, where they're like it's a moving day, or they're just playing around a golf. But the standings are going to start to change. It'll start to take shape. Teams that got off to hot starts that become distant memories. Teams that, you know, got off to sluggish starts that are just, you know, kind of start to get going. This is now kind of the teeth of it, that middle third of the schedule, the way I think about it a lot of times, where you really get some, we find out a lot more about the teams after that crazy first month.
College football picking up as well. We talked about the Virginia Tech Hokies earlier in the show. The Maryland Terrapins got off to their normal fast start of kind of crashed back down to earth. Terps, next game on the slate is Northwestern on October 11th coming up, and then they've got USC on October 19th. But if you are in your car in the Alexandria area, please stop by and say hello today as we're kicking it at this beautiful facility, the brand-new Atlas Brew Works, until 6:30. Let's go to the hotline right now. Welcome onto the show, our buddy Drew Storen.
Dude.
Former Nationals great.
Yes.
And it's been a long time since we talked to Drew. He and Tyler Clippard, a couple of the great relievers in Nats history, are in business together. And Drew hit me up. He said they got a little venture that we wanted to chat to him about as they're coming back to D.C. this weekend. But, dude, long time no talk. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Always a blast and fun to be able to come on here and talk a little bourbon. It's kind of been a whirlwind, Grant. I know I saw you recently and kind of caught you up a little bit on it, but we're launching our small batch bourbon at Nats Park tomorrow at the Barbecue and Barrels event. So that's 3 to 6, and then also doing a signing at Schneider's there in Capitol Hill on Sunday. So it's our first time you can buy these bottles. We've licensed 20 retired guys that we hide under the caps. So it's like a pack of tops that'll get you drunk. So these are Hall of Fame stories or Hall of Fame players. So we've got, you know, Doc Ellis, we've got Johnny Bench, you name it. We kind of hit all over the map and something that, you know, we're helping out former players and getting their names out, you know, keeping their story alive. And so it's been a whirlwind of an experience starting this whole thing.
Danny, this thing is so cool. So I bumped into Drew, this has been now a handful of weeks ago, and I knew about some of what they were doing, but we kind of got into the nitty-gritty on how it all began. But for people that don't get exactly what's happening, so you guys have the actual corn that you make the bourbon from from the cornfields in Iowa from the Field of Dreams, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so that's actually kind of been the funny part is, you know, we got the name. And so people are like, hey, I really like the name. We're like, well, you know why we have it? They're like, oh, because of baseball. Like, no, it's actually because we get it from the movie site. So we get it from the Ray brothers who have farmed that for years. It's a legacy family. On our back label, our names are not on it, but their name is. So that's kind of our USDA organic, you know, like telling people that this is not, you know, fake. Like, this is good juice and a good story. I take a lot of pride in my bourbon collection, so I'm trying to hit it from all angles.
So several things. Number one, Drew, we miss you. Two, I can't go buy a Taylor Gourmet without thinking about you. That's branding. For those who don't know, Drew invented a move. I don't know if it's appropriate to call it the store in, Drew, but here's the move. You get a large, you sit and eat it there. You also get a small, and you get it to go, and then you eat the small. Like, you pretend that it was going to be to go, but you just actually house them both and then waddle home. And I thought of you the other day driving past a Taylor Gourmet. The question, though, I know that's a long way of not asking a question. Here's my question. How'd you guys find this? Like, how do you go from not doing this to doing this?
So it started with an idea in 2017, 2018. And, you know, I realized I was overpaying for a lot of cool bourbon stories. And I didn't really care because I think it's so cool. And so we just had the idea of, like, if we were going to be a storyteller, an authentic storyteller with a bourbon, what would it be? And, you know, it was a pie in the sky idea. And then it just kind of never went away. We would just test drive it across people and nobody ever said why it wouldn't work. So when I called Clip to tell him I was done playing, he's like, all right, let's take, he was still going, but he's like, let's take a run at this. Let's see if we can figure it out. And I kept calling him every couple of weeks saying, yeah, they're just taking that corn into town and selling it like any other corn. And, oh, hey, I found this person to distill it, and just step by step. And then, you know, filling in with all those crazy ideas that you come up with sitting down in the bullpen. And, you know, it's, like I said, this is wild. It's beyond surreal.
Six outstanding seasons in the Nats pen for Drew Storen, once a 43-save campaign here in D.C., joining us on Grant and Danny. So let people know again then, if they are like me and they enjoy their bourbon, exactly as you guys come to D.C., what they need to know about their guys, Clippard and Storen, getting into the bourbon game.
Yeah, so when we actually, he can't make it this weekend, but Jerry Blevins is also in with us on this too. So, you know,
we're amazing. Oh, I didn't know that. Jerry Blevins was one of my favorite interviews, man. He's a great guy.
Oh man, he is a rock star at events, man. And so it's been great because it's a good reason for us to, you know, hang out and stay in touch and, you know, try to create some fun bourbon. But no, we've got tomorrow. Clip and I will be at Nats Park for Barbecue and Barrels, 3 to 6. It's a $25 ticket. We have 300 bottles that we are going to sign there. We're hoping to sell it all. That would be awesome. And then there's another 100 bottles the next day if you miss out at Schneider's there in Capitol Hill. And hopefully, you know, we kind of go through it and you can ask your local retailers to start carrying us and go from there. Help us build a brand.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you, dude, because, like, I know so little about this whole universe, but, like, it's hard to get into stores, right? So that's something that you'd love for people to do is to say, can you stock Field of Dreams bourbon, right? Is that kind of the call to action?
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, it depends on the state, right? But in the end, what our goal is to simplify it and get the reaction from the consumer of, like, this is so cool. Right. Like, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. And that's where, you know, hey, if you carry it, you know, we guarantee it's good juice and a great story. And, you know, then we can find somebody to deliver it.
Gotcha.
But it's, you know, I'm all about finding the most brand loyal fans and the people that understand the concept, you know, and respects the depth that we're kind of putting with it. You know, we came out with our first bottle last year and did one bottle for every guy that's ever made to the big leagues. So we do that as an annual release, and I kind of wanted to get a little, you know, less green about the business before we went to D.C., because this is where the whole thing started, right? Like, Clip and I living together, being boys, and, like, you know, making a name for ourselves in the big leagues, right? So we didn't want to come in and say, hey, check out our new bourbon, and kind of fall flat on our face because we think we're that good. So this is something that we have really planned for, and I couldn't be more excited for the next couple of days.
Well, Drew, you guys were always awesome to us and obviously so good to Nats fans. We'll be rooting for you and pulling for you in the new venture here. Very, very cool to have
Congrats,
you back
dude.
On the show. Congrats on everything, buddy.
No, I appreciate it. And like I said, I'll be back in D.C., so I'll swing by with some gifts in hand for you guys.
Yeah, when you do, let us know. You know where to find us.
Love it, brother.
Right by the ballpark. Thank you, Drew.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Good catching up. That's Drew Storen, former Nats closer on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. It's a Football Friday. Next, can winning and having fun get you to like the Commander's name more? Want to tackle that with Danny live from Atlas Brewworks on G&D next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com